Tamil Nadu and Gujarat both made it 2 wins out of 2 in India's Vijay Hazare Trophy, while there were 2 tied games on the second day of matches. Tamil Nadu thrashed Andhra in the South Zone, as Yo Mahesh took 5 for 31, can't settle them for 126. Tamil Nadu opens Murali Vijay and Umashankar Sushil, then both hit half centuries, as they won by 8 wickets with almost 20 overs to spare. Ashish Reddy ended on 51 off 40 balls, as Hyderabad hit 30 off the final 19 balls to tie against Karnataka. Akshath Reddy had begun their run chase well by hitting 57, but a cluster of wickets from Vinay Kumar ended with 5 for 42, pegged back Hyderabad, while Ashish and Pagadala Naidu ensured that the points were shared. Vinay had earlier started with the bat for Karnataka, as he and Amit Verma added 66 for the 7th wicket to haul them up to 248 for 8. Kerala edged past Goa thanks to a knock of 89 from their captain Sachin Baby. He fell as one of 3 wickets from Alan Saul Desai to make it 194 for 5 in the 40th over. And Vinod Manoharan saw them home with 7 balls to spare by 3 wickets. Prasanth Parameswaran had only taken 4 for 36 to help restrict Goa to 231, as none of their batters reached 50 if they'd chosen to bat. Gujarat triumphed in Rajkot off the final ball to make it back-to-back defeats for Mumbai. Mumbai skipper Surya Kumar Yadav hit 57, but his side could muster only 232, as jazz pick Bhuma Jaisal Karia and Rohit Dahiya each took 2 wickets. Gujarat openers Derby Raval and Parthiv Patel then gave their side a good start, batting 67 in less than 11 overs. Patel made 49 off 44 balls, with Raval Thurman out for 61 off 89. Venugopal Rao then saw his side home after a mini collapse, ending on 58 off 61 balls, alongside Karia on 21 off 23. Maharashtra won the day's other West Zone game by 4 runs over Saurashtra. Ankit Bourne and Rahul Tripathi both hit half centuries, as Maharashtra totaled 254 for 8 from their 50 overs. A knock of 68 from 67 balls from Arpit Basavada then gave Saurashtra hope in their chase, but their last 5 wickets fell off the position of only 8 runs, as they were dismissed for 250. Akshay Dareka took 3 for 45, while Samad Fowler and Dominic Joseph each struck twice. The day's other tied games in the central zone between Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh in Jaipur. The match was reduced to 20 overs a side, with Amit Mishra taking 4 for 38, as Madhya Pradesh managed 137 for 6. Harpreet Singh hit 38 out of 32 balls, helped them recover from 13 for 2. Uttar Pradesh then made a good start to their run chase, as his cameos from their top 3, Viklavya Dwivedi, Tanmay Srivastava and Suresh Raina. However, Salman Baig took 3 for 19 to peg them back, and they finished on 137 for 9. The other central zone match between Railways and Vidarbha in Jaipur was abandoned without a ball bowled. Easterns handed bottom side Namibia another thrashing in South Africa's 3-day provincial competition. They needed just 2 days to complete the win by Ings and 257 runs. Namibia were bowled out for 71 and then 72, as Didon Stanley and Marchant de Lange each returned 4 wicket hauls. Easterns opener Wesley Kurenti Islands at 114, as they declared on 400 for 6 in their first and only innings. The final round of matches in the initial group phase of the Sri Lanka Premier League tournament got underway today. 4 teams from each group will progress to the Super 8 stage, with the remaining 3 sides contesting a plate tournament. Geith Alwas hit a thrilling 117, as Chilor Marians made 428 on day 1 against Bloomfield Cricket Athletic Club, which is a must-win game for both sides from Group A. Alwas added 162 for the 2nd wicket with Finchana Gunawardena, following a rollicking 44 off 37 balls from Nimesh Pereira. There's then a useful 48 off 40 balls from Vidura Adhikari at number 8, while Chitura Randunu took 5 for 155 for Bloomfield, and then closed after 1 over on 6 without loss in reply. Ramesh Padikha hit an unbeaten 167, as 4th place Tamil Union closed on 351 for 4 against bottom side Panaderas Sports Club. Udika added 111 for the 3rd wicket with skipper Tilakaratne Sampath, who made a fluent 65, and 159 for the 4th wicket with Denawan Rajakaruna. The 2nd and 3rd place clash between Ragama and Ports Authority saw 15 wickets fall. The latter were bowled out for 214, as Sachita Sarasinghe hit 59, Gayan Manishan 31, Ishan Rangana 46, helped them bounce back from 53 for 4, but Charith Fernando had taken 3 wickets. Asanka Silva counted for the lower order to end with 5 for 46. Ragama then reached 125 for 1 in their reply, while stumbling to close 151 for 5. Owner Udara Jaya Sundara hit 51, number 3 Lahiru Milantha, undefeated with 46. Chinaka Kamasuru kept Ports Authority in the match by taking 4 for 31. In Group B, 4th place Colombo made 212, and then reduced Air Force Sports Club to 139-7 by stumps, as the new Keti Arachi took 5-68, and Ichiro Arang prospered with 41. Lahiru Sri Lakmal and Lasander Rukmal had earlier taken 3 wickets each in the Colombo innings, which saw President Ajay Warden the top scorer with 59. An astonishing 27 wickets fell at the Colts CC ground, as the home side could muster just 76, to bowling out bottom side Badurelia Sports Club for 98, in a match they simply have to win if they're to make the top 4. Sanitha Demel, Dilawan Pereira and Sachith Patharana each took a brace of wickets, while Akhila Dhananjaya took 3 for 16 from 4 overs in the Badurelia innings. Colts then quickly slipped to 6 for 4, as Imesh Udayanga did much of the early damage. Thailand Tassara and Chamath Gunasinghe then played their part, then Badurelia an unexpected 22-run lead. That was extended to 157 by stumps, as they closed in their second innings 135-7, with overseas player Michael Richardson unbeaten with 43. Dilawan Pereira has figures of 4 for 44. And second place Army reached stumps on 34 without loss, dismissing third place Nondescripts to 256. Nondescripts lost opener Sandon Werikodi's second ball to Shalika Karunanayake. Powell and Wickramasinghe, Johan Mubarak and Faviz Maharouf all hit half centuries. Lakshan Madishankar and Ravindra Palagaruja ended the picks of the Army bowlers with 3 wickets apiece. Anwar Akbar hit a dogged 66 not out of 275 balls, as select division ground their way to 221-7, fight a battle of divisions 224 in Bangladesh's National Cricket League. Imtiaz Hussain supported Akbar during a third wicket partnership worth 70, while Moni Hussain is the pick of the Barrasol bowlers with 3 for 45. Chittagong division closed on 154 for 4, to ending Rangpur division's first innings resistance at 249 in the 123rd over. It was Mahbubul Kareem and Nafis Iqbal added 89, with Kareem making the lion's share with 63. Mahmudul Hasan then struck 3 times for Rangpur in the 39th over to check Chittagong's progress. Kalyan Ashish Basu had early hit 65 from number 8 for Rangpur, while Mehdi Hasan joined Mohammed Yunus in finishing with a 4-wicket haul. And no play was possible on the second day in either Bogra or Rajshahi. The Dhaka division on 375 for 9 against Dhaka Metropolis, and Kulm division dismissed for 274 on day 1 by Rajshahi division. And news from Pakistan. A 3-member committee has ruled that there is insufficient evidence to support a claim by former Test player Bazit Ali that there was unfair play in the Dead River Faisal Bank T20 group match between Silcott Stallions and Karachi Dolphins that was played on the 11th of February. Bazit had accused the Silcott batsman of getting out deliberately whilst on commentary. Bad news continues to plague the Bangladesh Premier League. Following the recent tribunal investigating allegations of corruption, several overseas players who played for Chittagong Kings in last year's tournament complained to the Bangladesh Cricket Board they have not yet been paid. Among them is Englishman Ravi Bapara, Dutch all-rounder Ryan Tendulkar, West Indian spinner Kevin Cooper and Zimbabwean captain Brendan Taylor. And finally, news from the county circuit. Durham have announced they will be known as the Durham Jets in the 2014 NatWest T20 Blast, while retaining their usual name in the other two competitions. Warwickshire, meanwhile, almost certainly be known as the Birmingham Bears, due to requests from their major donor, the City Council, and to the disgust of many of their fans.